I dropped out of high school, spent a couple years being what you could call, I don't know, dirtbag? Is that the word people use? Total scumbag? Is that a word that people like to throw around sometimes? I was a dirtbag for a while in Queens, New York, and it's funny, like, if you're sitting there, like, wondering if you're a dirtbag, ask yourself, do I know more than zero people with a nickname? If the answer is yes, then the answer is yes. Everyone I knew had a nickname. I was the only guy with a nickname, as far as I knew. And we knew a guy, we called him Chinese Mike. And he hated that nickname because he was the only Mike we hung out with. He'd be like, I'm the only Mike. Why do I got to be Chinese Mike? And we'd be like, in case we hang out with another Mike, we got to be able to tell you guys apart. And then we started hanging out with a black guy named Mike. And him we called Mike. Chinese Mike was furious. He was like, I'm Chinese. I got to be Chinese Mike. Why can't he be black Mike? And we'd be like, whoa, we're not racist like that. Come on. Get it together. There's a guy we knew named Eddie. And he wanted us to call him Fast Eddie. Which we wouldn't do that for two reasons. First of all, because you cannot give yourself a nickname. It's just kind of... The second reason we couldn't call him Fast Eddie was because he was one of the dumbest guys we knew. And he wasn't just dumb. He sold weed, but he smoked as much weed as he sold. So, like, he basically had two functioning brain cells that would just talk to each other to tell him what to do. It'd be like, all right, now you got to move your right arm. Okay, now we're walking. Now we're still walking. Okay, there's a tree branch. So you want to duck? Okay, better luck next time. But and he always had these like ridiculous schemes that would never work. So his nickname was Goddamn Eddie. But we pronounced it Goddamn Eddie. As in, Goddamn Eddie, did you get caught counterfeiting coupons at the supermarket? Goddamn Eddie, are you banned? Yes, true, from every Met Food on the East Coast. But he always like the best plan he ever had was he came in to Tommy's place, we're all hanging out, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm gonna get me one of those ice cream trucks." And I'm going to sell the shit out of the back of the Mr. Ice Cream Truck. And then when they get the munchies, they come back and they buy ice cream. And that was a great plan till about February. When even the Forest Hills Police Department noticed that the ice cream truck was still pulling into the same spots. Still had a line of the same teenage to 20-something guys who would hand him 20 to 50 bucks and get nothing in return. So he got arrested, came back. We're like, ah, goddamn, Eddie, what are you going to do now? It's like, I'm going to get another ice cream truck. No way the cops think I'm dumb enough to pull the same shit twice. Now, the reason I told you that, so you understand the story I'm about to tell you. Yeah. We're hanging out in Tommy's place. And there's a bunch of us hanging out. Goddamn Eddie walks in with a water gun. And he says, who wants to help me rob a bank? And we're all like, nobody, but we definitely want to hear the plan. And he's like, you know how at banks, when they get robbed, they're not allowed to do nothing? They can only just call the cops? No, but okay, keep going. Well, I'm going to go to a bank up in the South Bronx where the cops are real slow to respond, right? I'm going to rob the place, and by the time the cops get there, I'll be long gone. And Psycho Rob was like, I'm out. was like, well, if Psycho Rob is out, I am definitely not doing that. That dude is psycho. So we don't see Goddamn Eddie for a couple days. Then he shows up one day with a black eye, a big shiner right here. It takes us a couple hours to get the story out of him. But essentially what happened was he went up to the South Bronx, into a bank, pulled out his water gun, said, this is a robbery. Now what Goddamn Eddie didn't realize is that a bank up in the South Bronx is going to hire people from the South Bronx to work there. And they generally know the difference between a toy gun and a real gun. So he pulls out his water pistol and he says, this is a robbery. The woman behind the counter jumps up and clocks him in the eye. And then runs around the counter, grabs his wallet from his pants, takes his money, and says, you goddamn right this is a robbery. Now get the fuck out of my bank. At this point, we are dying with laughter. We're like, goddamn Eddie, what did you do next? I went out and I found a payphone. No, yes, I called the cops. I told them I got robbed in the bank. Did you tell them you were robbing the bank at the time? Yes. And what did they say? They laughed and made me repeat my story to the sergeant. And that is when we called him Fast Eddie, because come on. How could you not? Fast Eddie, can you go down and get a blunt wrapper from the store without getting your teeth knocked out?